So let's cruise back in time to the year 1999. Remember this movie?
You're embedding this thought. I am the one who's in charge. I am the one who says yes. No. Now.
A little younger Tom Cruise there, cast as a charismatic, manipulative character in Magnolia, directed by P.T. Anderson. Cruise would eventually go on to other conquests, as well as becoming the world's most famous Scientologist. But was there something about the Cruise-Anderson relationship back then that set the stage for the latest Anderson movie, The Master?
To allow, to give over, to accept that when you are in processing, what comes to you is always right, will always lead you toward the pain.
The Master centers on a character named Lancaster Dodd, and if you look closely, you'll find that Dodd seems to resemble Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard. The movie opens in limited release this weekend, and because of the Scientology connection, it's got a buzz, you might say a buzzsaw head of steam going into its first weekend. Tony Ortega has investigated the world of Scientology for nearly 20 years. He's seen the movie. He's the editor-in-chief of The Village Voice. Tony, first and foremost, how does a film like this get made?
You know, it's really surprising to a lot of people that it did get made. It was difficult for Anderson to get this movie made. He was very lucky that Megan Ellison, daughter of Larry Ellison, decided to pony up the cash because studios are very nervous about this kind of material.
And, you know, when you think about Anderson's work, you know, There Will Be Blood, Magnolia, I mean, there will be eccentric, weird, megalomaniac characters, and this definitely satisfies the bill here.
It's very similar in a lot of ways, not only the sort of leader character, but a lot of the other, you know, and even some of the same actors. So it does feel very familiar.
Is it about Scientology, or is that just the rumor?
No, it's very much about Scientology. We had a cover story last week, and Anderson really opened up to us about how much he was researching Scientology when he first wrote the script. He was literally poring through 1950s newsletters written by Scientologists to get a sense of what the organization was like then. And that's why I think some critics are missing the significance of material in the film, is it's really about the early history of Scientology, and not everyone's familiar with that.
And is Anderson attracted to this as a kind of classic messianic American story, or is this a takedown of Scientology?
The movie itself is really more of a character-driven movie about these two men who interact over several months. So as far as I think you can watch this film and not really think too much about the Scientology in it.
Now, Anderson's worked with arguably the world's most famous Scientologist, Tom Cruise. Has Cruise seen this film? Does he have a position on it? Because it's, you know,
at the Venice Festival, Anderson said that he had shown the film to Tom Cruise, but he didn't want to comment on it further. Earlier reports had said that Tom was really unhappy about it, but that Anderson refused to change anything. That's between them. I don't really know. I only know that this Lancaster Dodd character is very much drawn on L. Ron Hubbard, and anybody who really reveres Hubbard is going to have a hard time with this movie.
And Philip Seymour Hoffman is playing the part.
Yes. Hoffman plays Lancaster Dodd, and there are, you know, I could go through it, but there are so many little things in this film that are very much taken out of the actual history of Scientology. And, in fact, I'm looking forward to my readers, who are real experts on that history, pointing out things that even I'm missing. There are just so many little parallels. You know, I mean, they even have Hubbard's actual favorite cigarette brand in the movie. It's that detailed.
So how's this going to play, Tony, before we go? Is it going to be like a Citizen Kane of L. Ron Hubbard, or is it going to be more like this movie about Muhammad that's wreaking havoc all over the world?
No, I think it's more on the Citizen Kane side. I think it's a movie that people are going to be able to enjoy and talk about just for the great filmmaking. And then just as with, Kane being Hearst, I think there's going to be a lot of discussion about Dodd's parallels with Hubbard.
Tony Ortega, editor-in-chief of The Village Voice, who's been investigating the world of Scientology for nearly 20 years, including this new film called The Master. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer join us now with their review of The Master, which is getting a small release this weekend. It goes wide in about a week. Also, their experiences covering it and trying to figure out what's in this movie. They've both seen it. Rafer and Kristen, of course, our Movie Date team. In addition to hosting the podcast, Rafer is also film critic for Newsday, and Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. By the way, you can always subscribe to Movie Date at facebook.com/moviedatepodcast. Welcome, guys.
Hi, happy John. Friday.
So, and happy Friday to you. So Kristen Meinzer is going to see The Master as dramatic as actually seeing the movie?
Well, there was a little bit of drama for me. I have to say that, you know, putting together this segment that we just heard, we did have a little bit of difficulty getting who I first wanted, which was a producer or a director or somebody working on the film. And I did at one point have a producer lined up, and then that person pulled out after I mentioned that we were going to be asking about Scientology. But then the PR people were very kind and they gave us Tony Ortega, so that was great. But then going to the screening, that had its own difficulties. Showing up for the press screening, we show up and then, well, this press screening is not actually happening anymore. So Rafer and I went to a midnight screening, and now we're both exhausted because we've slept about 2 hours each now.
All right, and we should just remind people, this movie, The Master, is supposedly about L. Ron Hubbard, although they don't use the same name. It's P.T. Anderson, of course, is the director, and the fact that it evokes Scientology produces all kinds of tensions about Scientologists who maybe don't want a movie like this to get made, and always persnickety and paranoid Hollywood PR directors who are concerned about anything that might affect the opening. What did you think of the film, though, Kristen?
Well, you know, I love P.T. Anderson. I think he does a beautiful job. I could just watch the cinematography forever. Johnny Greenwood, who also did the music for There Will Be Blood, does the music for this, which is really fantastic. And I thought that it was really a fantastic character study in some ways. I really, really, really loved Philip Seymour Hoffman as Lancaster Dodd. I liked Joaquin Phoenix less, and those two are on the screen all the time. And I found that you know, Joaquin Phoenix was a little bit jittery and a little difficult to watch, which is what his character is supposed to do, but I found it a little bit irritating, actually.
Of course, he spends most of the movie drinking motor oil or something, right, for Guzman. Yes. He's got some serious problems. What do you make of this movie?
I thought it was actually a fantastic movie from start to finish. I loved it. I think it's a fascinating character study. I think Joaquin Phoenix's role as this, you know, shell-shocked veteran of World War II, falling under the spell of this charismatic guy is really compelling. He seems like he's a damaged American, and he's looking, you know, in what's supposed to be the economic boom years of America, and he's floundering. He's looking for help, and he finds it in this guy who has these unorthodox methods, possibly cultish, but in some ways it does help him. And I think that movie walks a really interesting sort of fine line between saying this guy's a crackpot and saying this guy's actually trying to help people. It's pretty interesting.
Now, this is the Weinstein Group. Is this going to be a commercial success, Rafer, or is this all about just getting Oscars?
No, I mean, I think the length of the movie is going to be a little daunting for people. It's, you know, it's nearly 2.5 hours long. But, you know, the midnight screening that we went to, very unusual for, you know, a kind of fall art drama like this, you know, was about maybe half, a little less than half full. I mean, people showed up to a midnight screening of this. There's a lot of interest in it.
Kristen Meinzer, final thought?
You know, it wasn't hitting it out of the ballpark, but I thought it was pretty good, and I would recommend it to people.
The Master is the film. It's P.T. Anderson's latest. It stars Philip Seymour Hoffman and Joaquin Phoenix. Rafer and Kristen are our Movie Date podcast team. Rafer Guzman, also critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer at The Takeaway. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.